الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, let's learn more and more about the beautiful life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this beautiful series called The Blessed Seerah of Beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he has stated in Mubarak Hadith that the one closest to me on the Day of Judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me in the world. So let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, as we discussed in the previous episode, the events pertaining to the seventh year after Hijrah, inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to learn about eighth year after our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made migration from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara. And alhamdulillah, in this year, there were many noteworthy events that took place, especially the Battle of Mu'tah, and there were other noteworthy events that unfolded in this year, inshallah. We will learn more about it, inshallah, azza wa jal. But before that, let's listen to this beautiful naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah, after which we'll come back. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العمم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة وحسن خاتمة يا مبدئ النعم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي بال مصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها سألتك الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
Welcome back, dear viewers. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Dear viewers, as we discussed just before we went for kalam, that inshallah in this year we were going to talk about the events that took place, that occurred in the 8th year after Hijrah in the life of Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In particular, the Battle of Muta. Which is the name of a town in Sham in Syria where a major battle between the Muslims and Christians took place in the year 8 AH in which a mere 3,000 Muslims, the Muslims fought so bravely that this battle was forever remembered in Islamic history as a shining example of the companions' spirit of sacrifice for the sake of Islam. It was also in this battle that many distinguished companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam they attained martyrdom in the path of Allah. Dear viewers, let's learn about the background, the socio-historical background of this battle. It is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Sayyidina Al-Harith ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala as an emissary with a letter addressed to either the king of Basra or the Qaisar of Byzantium, inviting him to Islam. However, whilst he was on his way, Amir of Basra captured Sayyidina Al-Harith radiallahu ta'ala and intercepted the letter before tying him up and remorselessly torturing him to death. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was deeply saddened on receiving news of this unprovoked, brutal murder. Killing an ambassador was a grave offense, and so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mobilized an army of 3,000 Muslims to fight the Byzantine. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam handed a white flag that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made himself to Sayyidina Zayd ibn Harisa radiallahu ta'ala, appointing him as commander of the Muslim army. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then addressed the army saying, should Zayd ibn Harisa be martyred, then Ja'far should assume command. And if he is also martyred, then Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala should take command of the army. And should Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala also be martyred, then select a commander from among yourselves. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam bid farewell to the Muslim army at Thaniyatul Wada and instructed Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu ta'ala to advance the Muslim army to the town where Sayyidina Al-Harith ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala had been martyred, and to invite the kuffar to Islam in the first instant, saying that if they accept Islam, then they are your Muslim brothers, and if they do not, then fight against them, seeking help from Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also advised them that they would be people worshipping in churches, that they should not harm them. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam also told them not to kill women, children, or the elderly. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade destroying homes and even cutting trees down. Allahu Akbar. These were the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. If we only follow the teachings of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we would be the fortunate ones who will set an example for the coming generation, inshallah azza wa jal. As it is our aim in Da'wat Islami to inculcate that love and yearning to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the purpose behind learning the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we get inspiration, dear viewers, in accordance with the prophetic instructions, the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First, Sayyidina Zayd ibn Harisa radiallahu ta'ala stepped forward from the ranks and invited the Christians towards Islam. They rejected his invitation and responded to it with arrows and stones. Allahu Akbar. With arrows. When the Muslim army saw this, they organized their battle lines to fight. And Sayyidina Zayd ibn Harisa radiallahu ta'ala anhu jumped off his horse and hurled himself into the ranks of the kuffar. Though he fought bravely, alas, Sayyidina Zayd ibn Harisa radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred. Thereafter, just as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed that the flag of Islam was carried by Sayyidina Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, no sooner was he able to take it when a Byzantine polytheist struck him with a sword with such force that it sliced Sayyidina Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu's body into two, Allahu Akbar, resulting in his martyrdom. Dear viewers, this is how the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they attained martyrdom. It is reported that when his body was examined, they found more than 90 wounds from spears and swords, though none were on his back. Rather, all the wounds were in his front part of the body. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, can you imagine? These are the Sahaba of Rasulullah. Their bravery, they don't ever turn their backs. Allah, Allah. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala, when he took command of the army, as he took the flag of Islam, he also attained a martyrdom. He got martyred in the battlefield. And finally, the command was given by the agreement of the Sahaba to Sayyidina Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was appointed as the flag bearer of Islam and commander of the army. In this role, he magnificently displayed the prowess that he possessed in warfare, courageously fighting against the kuffar, breaking 9 swords in the process. Allahu Akbar. Through his courage and military brilliance, Sayyidina Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala led the army to an emphatic victory. Dear viewers, 12 notable companions, they attained martyrdom in this fierce battle of Mu'tah. In this 8th year after Hijrah, that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he conquered the city of Makkah Mukarramah. Allahu Akbar. The conquest of Makkah Mukarramah, it happened in the year 8th AH, 8th year after Hijrah. Subhanallah. And it is approximately 8 years prior to the conquest that Rasulullah SAW was forced to leave Makkah, an abode of peace, and it is his birthplace. The sorrow felt by Rasulullah SAW can be gauged from the words he said when emigrating from Makkah Mukarramah with the companion of the cave, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, turning back to face Makkah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said sorrowfully, "O Makkah, by Allah, you are the most cherished and beloved of all cities to me. Had it not been that my people forced me to leave you, I would have never left you." Allah Allah. The 8th year after Hijrah proved to be the year in which he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned to Makkah Mukarramah as a glorious conqueror. A question may arise, dear viewers, in the mind. When the Treaty of Hudaybiyah declared that there shall be no fighting between the Muslims and Kuffar, why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just 2 years after the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, enter Makkah Mukarramah with a formidable army? What made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions do so? The answer to this is simple. It was due to the treachery and dishonesty of the Kuffar of Makkah to the treaty by violating its terms that led the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to prepare an army. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, as the Muslim army marched towards Makkah Mukarramah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala to take Abu Sufyan to a place from where he would see the splendor of Muslim army. Allahu Akbar. Upon seeing the droves of soldiers passing by, Abu Sufyan would ask Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu of each division going past, whilst the latter would inform him of who they were. Upon seeing the flags of Banu Ghifar and the other tribes, Abu Sufyan fearfully inquired as to who they were, to which Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied that those are riders from Banu Ghifar tribe, to which Sayyidina Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who wasn't a Muslim at the time yet, he said, "What do I have to do with the Banu Ghifar?" Then the tribes of Juhayna, Banu Sa'd and Hudaym and Banu Sulaym passed before Abu Sufyan, causing him to anxiously ask who they all were. When he saw the division of the Ansar marching forth with great pomp, he asked, "O Abbas, who are these people?" Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "They are the Ansar." When Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala, the flag bearer of the Ansar, saw Abu Sufyan, he shouted out to him and he said, "Al-yawm yawmul malhama." Today will be the day of bloodshed. Allahu Akbar. Hearing this, a terrified Abu Sufyan, he said, "O Abbas, congratulations to you on the destruction of the Quraysh." Thereafter asking, "It has been a while and I've not seen Muhammad as yet." At that moment, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam appeared as the glorious leader of the Muslim army. Upon seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Sufyan called out to him, "O Prophet of Allah, did you hear what Ubadah said as he passed?" Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Sa'd ibn Ubadah is wrong. Today is the day of mercy And today Allah will bring honor to the Kaaba, meaning the day in which it shall be purified. Allahu Akbar. The idols would be broken and the Kaaba would be purified. And purified it was, subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed for Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala to be replaced by his son, Sayyidina Qais ibn Sa'd ibn Ubadah, as the flag bearer of the Ansar. Another narration states that when Abu Sufyan complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala and his comment, he said, "O Abu Sufyan, Sa'd is wrong. Today is the day of mercy." Subhanallah. This is our merciful Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prophet of mercy. What these people didn't do to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order to cause him harm and difficulties, Allahu Akbar, they left no stone unturned, Allahu Akbar, dear viewers. But yet, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repays them according to his beautiful sunnah. Subhanallah, this should be our attitude as well, that no personal grievance against anyone. We should adopt the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and our homes will be Madina, Madina, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Dear viewers, another narration where it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered Makkah in glory and instructed for his standard to be planted near Al-Hajun. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, instructed Sayyidina Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala to take charge of a battalion and march to Qada from away they would upon entering Makkah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this declaration that each and every word of which is filled with mercy and compassion, subhanallah. And he says, "Whoever relinquishes his weapon shall be granted amnesty. Whoever enters the Kaaba shall be granted amnesty, and whosoever closes his doors shall be granted safety." Subhanallah. This is the merciful Nabi of Allah, the beloved Rasul of Allah, our beloved Nabi, our Aqa wa Mawla Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Mercy. Subhanallah. At this time, dear viewers, Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala who requested, "Ya Rasulullah, Abu Sufyan is a person who loves to take pride in things, so grant him a special honor." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa then said, "Whoever enters the home of Abu Sufyan shall also be granted safety." Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. This is the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa, the ardent enemies, and this is how he repays them. Abu Sufyan then loudly announced to the residents of Makkah, "O Quraysh, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come to Makkah with an army so formidable that you possess no power to resist. Whoever enters my home shall be safe." When Hind bint Utba, the wife of Abu Sufyan, heard her husband's announcement, she screamed out loud, "Banu Kinana, come kill this wretched man for the cowardice he displays." On hearing Hind's outcry, members of the Banu Kinana gathered at the house of Abu Sufyan. He made clear to them that anger and emotion would be to no avail, adding to it, and he said, "I have witnessed the Muslim army with my own eyes and declare to you with certainty that we stand no chance against them. We are fortunate that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has promised safety to anyone who enters my home, so as many people as possible should come and take sanctuary." Allahu Akbar. His family members reported that, "How can your home accommodate so many people?" To which he replied, "Safe also will be the one who enters his own home and closes the door, relinquishes his weapons, and the one who enters the sacred premises of the Holy Kaaba." Subhanallah. Upon hearing this, some of them entered the house of Abu Sufyan, some rushed to the Holy Kaaba, and some others immediately dropped their weapons to the ground. Subhanallah, although Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam promise of safety was a guarantee that no bloodshed would occur, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the glint of swords as they were being manipulated, he inquired, "I had prohibited Khalid ibn Walid to use swords. Why then do I observe swords?" The people submitted. The kuffar initiated an attack, Ya Rasulullah. And Khalid ibn Walid, his men, had no other choice but to use their swords in defense. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that this is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is wisdom in whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed, and Allah's decree is the best. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam victoriously entered Makkah Mukarramah riding upon his she-camel Qaswa, wearing a black turban. And it is mentioned in the books of Sirah and the books of Ahadith, subhanallah, the grand entry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the city of Makkah Mukarramah, and how he entered victoriously. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers, this was a little account of the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah, dear viewers. And there is so much to say about the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah, but time is limited. And there were other noteworthy events that took place in this year. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he entered Makkah, he entered into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Kaaba, Allahu Akbar, and he purified the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the idols. Thousands and thousands of people, when they saw the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they came and embraced Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, including Sayyidina Abu Sufyan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and many others. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed the kuffar of Makkah, and he said, "O Quraysh, what treatment do you think I will afford you today, causing them to become even more hopeless regarding their position? However, looking at the mercy emanating from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it gave them enough courage to say that, Ya Rasulullah, you are magnanimous, and you are the son of a magnanimous father, Allahu Akbar." Instantly, the conqueror of Makkah, the merciful prophet, the ocean of mercy, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to them, and he announced, "La tathriba alaykum al-yawma dhhabu fa antum at-tulaqa." This day there is no reproof against you. Go your way, for you are free. And it is mentioned in Shara Zurqani ala al-Mawahib. Subhanallah. This mercy of Rasulullah SAW caused the criminals of the kuffar to burst into tears, subhanallah, and remorse. They loudly recited the kalima of Islam, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a sermon, and the Ansar, they feared the separation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahu Akbar, he said so beautifully, subhanallah, look at the qismat of Ansar, look at the destiny and the fate of Ansar, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Ansar, "O Ansar, al-mahya mahyakum wal-mamat mamatukum, my life and demise shall be with you." Allahu Akbar. There was adhan called from the roof of the Holy Kaaba, subhanallah, and people, they placed allegiance in the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there was an end to idol worshipping, and there were many other noteworthy events, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that took place in this year, the Battle of Hunain and other noteworthy events that took place in the year 8AH. The Battle of Autas also took place in this year. Inshallah, we'll learn more about the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The more we learn, the more we fall in love with our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, in the next episode, we are going to be discussing events that occurred in the 9th year after Hijrah in the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until then, be good. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Oh.
الصافي صلى الله عليه وسلم.